Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Twist it
up! Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Gilliam is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of a new book called The Cost of Greatness. And it's all about his story of transitioning from an athlete from a collegiate athlete and a leader to being successful as well in the marketplace and as a leader. Ryan, thanks again for being here. He's a managing partner at Creating Success Associates, also owner of Pediatric Behavioral Services. The book, The Cost of Greatness, put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find that online and wherever books are sold. Ryan, one of the things that you talk about a lot is that when you speak to millennials, is that they can still learn a lot from the older generations. And but you know, from somebody who is part of that older generation, that's a breath of fresh air for me. I have millennials who work for me. And have over the last several years employed a lot of them, and I remind them that there's still a lot of things that they can learn from me, and sometimes they look at me like what? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, okay. You remember when it's a lot longer ago for you than me, but when you were 16 and 17 and no one could tell you anything.
I do. I still remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens now when we're 25 and 28. And
right.
We feel like, you know, I know this and I can handle that. And you don't realize how much you don't know until you're faced with those situations. And there's nothing new under the sun. And so folks like yourself that have been there and done that, you know, me and so many others can learn so much from it. Because I'll give you a couple of brief examples. I had a guy steal $60,000 from me in one of my first contracts.
Wow.
I outsourced some different work in one of our businesses. And the gentleman stole $60,000. He stole money from other people, but because I didn't review the contract properly, because I didn't go through the proper checks and balances, and my business advisor, you know, told me, "Hey, this is the proper way to handle this."
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I can handle it. Well, I was $60,000 lesson that
right.
I did, and those are some of the examples. You until you handle something multiple times, you truly don't know what you're doing. You truly need advisors. You need people that have been there and done that, can help you. And it always has to deal with experience. Simply, it's not an ageist thing. Until
mm-hmm.
you've been doing something for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, you don't have it all together. And even then, you still can learn. But I think that's kind of something my generation has to accept and use to the benefit and not to the detriment.
One of the things that I've been saying, Ryan, is that when I started out in the marketplace, when I was your age and a little bit younger, when I showed up at work as a new employee, I got my content and my context on the job. I didn't know anything about the business. I didn't know how to do the business. They had to teach my mentors, my bosses, had to teach me that they had to give me the content and they had to put it into context for me. When you show up, when millennials show up today, you guys show up, you've already got a lot of content. You're ready to go to work immediately because of all the information that's available to you. It makes me wonder if you guys don't have so much content that it actually makes you believe, understandably, that context is not important. Content is all that matters. What do you think?
You hit it on the head. You got Google, right?
Well, right.
Anybody feels like they're an expert at anything because they can Google it, get a YouTube
right.
video tutorial, and in 5 minutes they know how to change your oil. Or they know how to do this, or they know how to do that. And the problem with it gives you a false sense of confidence.
Right.
I don't believe that people truly learn from success the way they do from failure.
That's true.
You don't understand, the true, benefits of failure. Walt Disney has some famous quotes about, his failures before he got to where he is. And that context of what you're referring to, you learn that through failure. You learn that through trial and error. You learn that through getting in there, getting your hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Book knowledge is great, but it doesn't do me a lot when I got a lot of money on the line. I want someone who's been there and done that, not want someone who knows the theory, right, but who actually knows the practice.
Well, and that's the thing, and this is where whenever I talk to millennials, I tell them, look, don't look to me now for content as much, because you can get that maybe on your own, but look to me to help you put all of that stuff that's in your head into context. And if it sounds like I'm bringing you something that sounds old school, which you don't like, don't think of it as old school. Think of it as fundamental, meaning timeless. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, you got some things that folks are really focusing on today, you know, as far as, you know, different financials and projections and everything from SWOT analysis, you know, and everybody's just like, you know, this is the new lean business model. This is our pitch and plan. You know, right, they got all these different things out there. But at the end of the day, oh, let's just go back. What's our break-even analysis, guy?
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't go wrong with those kind of things. And
we cash get all these flow. Things. That's one of the things I remind young folks about is cash flow. You know, cash flow is old school, but it's never going to, you know, 100 years from now, people will still need to pay attention to cash flow.
Yeah, and that's one of the main points I want to, you know, agree with you and make is, folks get so wrapped up in these new metrics that come out, and they can do all these bells and whistles. But at the end of the day, spend less than you make, and
right,
you know, just right, do the basics. And I think that gets lost in the kind of the .com app,
right,
app world, where it's all about, you know, getting the Mark Zuckerberg next Facebook and
hey, Ryan,
everybody hitting the lottery.
I've got to wrap it up, but will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Hey, anytime you need me, Jim, I'm here.
Ryan Gilliam, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Cost of Greatness. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find the book online. We'll get Ryan back another day. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.